Welcome back, UFOFers and freaky fandomites, to another episode of the Fortress of Fandom podcast, the podcast where today two guys sit around and talk about nerdy stuff. I'm Garrett, and once again, I'm joined by Rob Glasser from Altered Universe, the podcast. How's it going, Rob?
Hey.
Today we've got another segment of our Marvel Minute series. Today we are going to be talking about Blade, the movie coming out. Don't know when it's coming out yet. Sometime in the future. Just recently announced at one of the Comic Cons. So yeah, Rob, what do you know about Blade, the character?
Stupid character. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I feel like it was Marvel's attempt to cash in on vampire theme, and that's why they made it to begin with. And then they made that horrible 90s series, and now they're doing it again.
I kind of feel you there. Kind of the same way they tried to cash in on zombies with the Marvel Undead series, whatever it was. I mean, had some okay moments, but it was like, why? I feel you. As I take it, you weren't a fan of the 90s movies.
You know, looking back, they're fun to watch, but Wesley Snipes just thinks he's like the only person on earth that can play this role. And
that is true.
Just makes it not fun. It's a good time waster, pleaser, whatever, if you want to watch something, but wouldn't be on my top 100.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel you there. It's good for the time. I feel you, but, it's funny that you say that about Wesley Snipes, because I actually read the quote. He was quoted, he was asked about how he felt about, and I'm going to slaughter his name, I'm sure, but, he was asked about how he felt about Mahershala Ali, the new guy who was cast as Blade.
Right.
Wesley Snipes said, he's like, I'm happy for him to be considered. I'm for them to be looking at him. Then he said, imitation is the best form of flattery. It's like, all right, well, sure.
This is coming from the guy who thought he didn't have to pay taxes because he was a celebrity. So,
yeah, Wesley Snipes, he's kind of a one trick pony. So I take it with a grain of salt. Stephen Dorff, he played Deacon Frost, in the original movies. He co-stars with Mahershala Ali on True Detective on the upcoming season, I guess. He said he was very, happy, with the choice. He's really excited to see what Ali can do. It's going to be a good movie, I'm sure, when it comes out. We'll see how dark they want to take the vampire lore with the Disney Marvel side of things. It'd be interesting to see. But for those who don't know, we'll kind of go into the background and character of Blade a little bit. Blade's original, his alter ego is Eric Strokes Brooks, which is kind of interesting, I think, because Mahershala Ali plays Cornell Cottonmouth Stokes in Luke Cage on Netflix. It's kind of funny that they have the same. I mean, it's a middle name for Blade, but it's last name for Cottonmouth. So I thought that was kind of interesting. He, the background for him, actually, like where he was born, and it's kind of, I don't know if it was like reading through his Wikipedia page and how he was written and stuff, it was kind of tropey for black characters in the 70s and 80s. Like they were, it was, he was kind of, I don't know, one of the writers said he was, he tried not to make him a typical black hero in the comics, but it, with like the dialogue and stuff, but it kind of didn't seem like he tried all that hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was born in a whorehouse in London. So right off the bat, he's, you know, not anybody important. His mother, Tara Brooks, she experienced complications during the pregnancy. The doctor who came to help was Dr. Deacon Frost, who was a vampire, and he ended up killing her and feasting on her as she was, I don't know, about ready to go into labor, I guess. And in doing so, he inadvertently passed vampire enzymes to Eric. Kind of an interesting way, story to, you know, story to get your powers, I guess.
I mean, yeah, that's a little weird.
I guess, I mean, compared to some of the other, a lot of the other Marvel characters, it seems like a lot of the Marvel, you know, half the Marvel characters got their powers from some sort of radioactivity. So different from that, I guess. anyway, the vampire enzymes gave Eric quasi-vampiric abilities, such as a prolonged life. He can sense supernatural creatures. He has immunity to complete vampirism, so he can't be turned. He's sometimes immune to vampire hypnosis, and along with the typical superhero powers, you know, superhuman strength, stamina, speed, agility, and heightened senses, and rapid healing factor. Where he wasn't turned into a vampire, he's unaffected by daylight. And he, it was unclear, via the wiki page, he may have the ability to turn into a bat, but chooses not to, as to keep, you know, kind of his humanity with him, not be so vampire-y, I guess. And then, of course, he's a skilled martial artist and wielder of blades, hence the name. So yeah, that's kind of the gist of the character. What do you think about the actor Mahershala Ali taking over as Blade?
I'm fine with the new one. I haven't seen him in anything really. I've heard the shows you talked about, but I'm definitely down for them putting a new face on there and seeing if it works.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely a good actor. If you haven't seen Luke Cage, he's definitely the better part, one of the better parts of that series. It's not a great series, but like I said, he stands out. And he won a bunch of awards for like Moonlight and stuff. So, you know, obviously Marvel's going to go with the best if they can. So I'm excited to see how he does. So yeah, that's basically it. Not very long on this one, because like I said, there's not much known about the movie yet. It's still, you know, in pre-production. I'm sure they're still tacking down on the script. in the final stages and everything. But we will keep you updated as more announcements are made. So there you have it. That was our Marvel Minute. Rob, what do you have going on over at Altered Universe?
So we're doing a lot of throwbacks, and it makes a lot of sense since we just started the new decade. So we're going to be going over some weird-ass shows we grew up with, some weird-ass toys that we had, and just weird all around. I just finished on up with you. That'll show up soon. About some old 70s shows, part one of that. So a good time will be had by all.
Perfect. Sounds good. I'll link you in the description, and Thank you. And I'm sure we'll be working with each other here in the next week or weeks.
Oh, for sure. I think I got you down on my side. So yeah.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's it for now, FOFers. Again, stay tuned for more stuff from Altered Universe, the podcast, and obviously more stuff from us here. But until next time, keep on nerding on.
Thanks for listening, UFOFers. Now it's time for some shameless plugs. Find us on Facebook in two different locations. First, our group, Fortress of Fandom. Come join our happy little family. Then, like our page, the Fortress of Fandom Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at the FOF Pod. Email us with any questions or comments about the episode at thefof.pod@gmail.com. We are the official podcast of Sugar Glider Comics, written by Shelby Webb and her father Jason. Check out their work at sugarglidercomics.com. That's sugarglidercomics, comics with an X.com. Music was written and provided by my brother Hayden at twostepcuts.com. Check him out for all of your music editing needs. If you're listening to this podcast, congratulations, you found us. Be sure to follow and subscribe. If you like the episode, share, like, and comment. It helps with our circulation and getting us recognized. And once again, thanks for listening. Tune in next time for more nerd news.